Orlando Magic. From inside a Fiserv Forum, the call of the action comes your way after this on the BMO Bucks Radio Network.
Heart disease won't stop us. Diabetes, allergies, cancer. Nothing will keep the Fraidert and the Medical College of Wisconsin Health Network from pushing Wisconsin ahead. We're constantly raising the bar for medical excellence and providing more ways to receive it, so you have it for all your health needs, big and small. Let's push ahead, and we'll make life here as great as it can be. Visit Fraidert.com to find out how.
All Brewers games are on sale now. Get your tickets for an action-packed 2024 Brewers season now. That's any game you want, any way you want. All season, featuring brand new giveaways, brand new theme nights and community nights, can't miss ticket deals, and all the season's best Brewers action. Make sure you're here for every moment. Check out the complete schedule and grab your seats now at brewers.com/tickets.
For the second time in as many nights, we welcome you to Fiserv Forum, where tonight the Bucks set to play their final home game of this regular season. And what a regular season it has been, with yet another bump in the road last night with the injury to Giannis Antetokounmpo, who will be unavailable for the Bucks matchup tonight and for the rest of the regular season, as the Bucks take on the visiting Orlando Magic tonight. And with that is the backdrop, alongside Justin Garcia, this is Dave Kane welcoming you once again into our play-by-play coverage of Bucks basketball. And so many storylines to get to for this one, not the least of which surrounding the fact that tonight's game will be the first of two between a pair of teams within a game of each other in the Eastern Conference standings heading into the final weekend. We'll dive into that a bit more in a moment, but first a few words from our partners, as Bucks basketball is presented in part by BMO. They are the official bank of the Bucks. Let's go Bucks, by Jockey. For nearly 150 years, Jockey's been providing comfort and caring for generations of families, because when you're comfortable, nothing feels better. Shop jockey.com. By Go Right Way, make us part of your next trip for stress-free service to and from the Milwaukee and Chicago airports. By Valley Sports Wisconsin, the heart of the Milwaukee Bucks fan. By Sargento Cheese, official cheese of the Bucks. By Fraidert and the Medical College of Wisconsin Health Network. By Uline, the shipping and packaging supply specialist. By Pottawatomie Casino Hotel, by Cousin Subs, we believe in better, and by Michelob Ultra, it's only worth it if you enjoy it. Said it was a game separating these teams. It's actually two games separating the Bucks and the Magic, but it will be down to one if the Bucks aren't able to take care of business tonight. These teams will again be playing on Sunday to round out the season. That'll be down in Central Florida, as Milwaukee has just three games remaining on its schedule currently, with the Knicks one game back in the standings, the Magic two games back, and the Cavaliers also two games back. Yeah, it is jam-packed in that battle for playoff positioning in the Eastern Conference. So, yes, these games do matter late. There will be no backing into the playoffs for the Bucks here. They will be coming full systems go, with exception to Middleton, who is resting that ankle, as he's been apt to do on back-to-backs. That continues tonight, the last of 14 back-to-backs this season for the Bucks here tonight. And we will get to your starting lineups. They will take on a very different feel for the Bucks, and even for the Magic, for that matter. Tell you what it looks like after this on the BMO Bucks Radio Network.
It's 2024, and Worthington, Minnesota continues to shine. We've expanded so many things. It's a time of growth. We've expanded recreation activities with our indoor ice arena, our indoor turf rec center and playground, and our outdoor water park, Waterworld, is ready for another season. Our schools have expanded, and so has our industry. We're continuing to expand our population also, with lots ready to build on Glenwood Heights. So let's grow together in Worthington, Minnesota. It's worth a look.
There are so many traditions built around the Wisconsin Badgers, game day and the mascot, which in 1889 was a real badger. It didn't go well. Eventually, the animal was replaced by a person. An on-campus contest chose the official mascot name, Buckingham U. Badger. Still, Wisconsin's official animal is a badger. But do you know which animal almost earned this title instead? Gray squirrel? White-tailed deer? Black bear? The answer is coming up. The original Badger's nickname is actually associated with lead miners in the state, not the animals. It was the 1820s, and the miners often didn't have shelter in the winters, so they lived like badgers, digging tunnels into the hillsides where they worked. So was there almost another state animal? Yes, the white-tailed deer, which later became the official wildlife animal. But the history surrounding the badgers is a true slice of Wisconsin. I'm Terry Barr for the Civic Media Radio Network. Battleground, purple, swing state. You've heard the terms, but what connects it to elections? Wisconsin has been a swing state off and on since the 1950s, but recent elections solidified it when the state could have been won by either the Democratic or Republican candidate. Michigan and Minnesota, Arizona, Florida, Georgia, Nevada, North Carolina, Ohio, and Pennsylvania, also swing states. Watch for more campaigns to target Wisconsin and these other states before the next election. For Civic Media, I'm Terry Barr.
This is your hometown radio, Refreshed, keeping you informed, entertained, and connected locally across the Civic Media Network.
Near you at bucks.com/camps.
Back again in Fiserv Forum, where the Bucks and the Magic colliding for the third time this season and the penultimate time. They'll be playing twice here in the next 3 days, as the Bucks have owned the series of late, but the Magic did snap a 14-game losing skid earlier this season in the first meeting between these two teams. We'll see if the Bucks can get things going here the way they want it tonight, as we take a look now at your BMO starting lineups, are presented as always by BMO, the official bank of the Milwaukee Bucks. And for the Bucks tonight, we'll get to their lineup. It's going to be a different look. Both teams coming with their 18th different starting lineup this season, as they both come with a look they have not used yet this year. Jamal Mosley, 45 years old, in now his third season as the coach of Orlando. Milwaukee native, signed a contract extension through 2027-28, as he has led his team to a 46-33 record this season, as the starting five will begin where it has of late. That's Jalen Suggs, who is at the point, 6'4", 205 pounds, third season out of Gonzaga. He'll be making what is his 73rd start in as many games this season. Tonight, though, he will be sharing the backcourt with a different look. It is going to be Caleb Houston, the second-year man out of Michigan, kind of a tweener, a three-man, if you will, at 6'8", 215, making his 13th start of the season. In his 12 starts this season, he's averaging 8 points, shooting 36% from three. Paolo Banchero makes his 78th start this season. 6 foot 10 inch, 250 pound rookie. Rookie of the year a season ago, averaging a team best 22.5 points, 5.3 assists per game. Markelle Fultz back into the starting five. He missed the last couple games, as he's out there actually coming off of two games that he was good, but he'd missed time prior to that. It's been a challenge for him to stay in the lineup, but he's played in 40 games so far this season. Wendell Carter Jr. rounds out the starting five for the Magic tonight, making his 47th start in 53 games played, 6'10", 270 out of Duke, 24 years old. And that is your starting five for the Magic. For Doc Rivers, mention it's a different-looking group tonight for Milwaukee. Here it is, as Eric Jensen has your starting five.
Starting lineup for your Milwaukee Bucks. Head guard from Weber State, first head coach, Doc Rivers. Head guard from Weber State, wearing the letter O. What time is it? Damian Lillard. Head guard from Arkansas, number 21, Pat Beverly. The man in the middle from Stanford, number 11, Brooke Lopez. At forward from Florida State, number 5, Malik Beasley. And at forward from Arkansas, number 9, Bobby Portis Jr. Give it up for your Milwaukee Bucks.
Well, two names notably absent from that starting five for the Bucks tonight, coming in 48 wins and 31 losses. It is no Chris Middleton, no Giannis Antetokounmpo, the two foundational pieces for this Milwaukee Bucks team. We've talked about their set of circumstances. Giannis out for the remainder of the regular season, hopefully back in time for the playoffs with that injury he sustained last night, the calf strain. Chris Middleton out for injury conditioning here, as he will not play the second of a back-to-back for the 13th time out of 14 back-to-backs this year. And Justin, Bobby Portis makes just his second start this season. He has been a lightning bolt for this team off the bench, particularly of late, but six games minus Giannis this season, 22.7 points a game, 10.7 rebounds a game. They're going to need numbers like that from him down this stretch run.
Yeah, and we've seen the same thing from Damian Lillard, too, as we pointed out those numbers. So that's one of the encouraging things, is Bobby Portis and Dame have both stepped up their game in Giannis's absence. The one thing you would point to, though, is the Bucks are now incredibly thin in the front court. This is a big and long Orlando Magic team.
It is that. A little bit smaller with no Franz Wagner out there, but his brother Mo is always lurking, and he will be coming off the bench tonight for the Magic. He's actually had good games against this Milwaukee team through the years. It is the Magic in their association edition white tonight. Magic spelled out in blue with black numbers and lettering, a black stripe up and down the sides of the uniforms. The Bucks in their icon edition green. Forest green uniforms, Milwaukee spelled out in white across the front, white numbers and lettering. And you mentioned Damian Lillard. He is averaging 32.3 points a game in the six games Giannis has missed, 8.3 assists per game in that time as well. So that will be worth monitoring tonight. We'll see if we can keep that going. Scott Foster, our crew chief tonight, is working with JT Orr and Matt Myers, our officiating crew. Mr. Foster has officiated 24 NBA Finals games over the course of his career. Brooke Lopez sharing pleasantries at midcourt with Wendell Carter Jr. Now they'll try to beat each other up. Scott Foster makes his way to center court. He's on the logo, getting ready to put the ball in the air as he looks to his left. And now he puts the ball into the air, and we are underway. One back by Lopez, and boy, what a mighty tap it was from Brooks. Sent it all the way to the baseline where it's chased down by Lillard. And with that tip-off win, you can score another $500 for Habitat for Humanity, donated by Sargento. Sargento, official cheese of the Milwaukee Bucks. Here's Malik Beasley navigating his way into the paint. He'll hand off to Lopez. Now to Beverly with five to shoot. He's got it on the right side. Goes into the paint, floats it up with the right hand. That one rims in and out. That was a good look for Pat Bev, but couldn't get that one to fall. And now driving the other way, it's a head fake, a spin move inside, and Fultz will lay it in. And the Magic strike first. It's 2-0. We've played 40 seconds. Dame Lillard going the other direction. They are going to see a very good Magic defense. Number two in the league coming into this one. In terms of defensive efficiency, Bobby Portis sees the opening, gets around his man. He flips it up, couldn't get it to go. The Bucks have now missed two good looks inside the paint. So Orlando going the other way. Those are the shots they got to get tonight. You won't see too many clean looks against this Orlando team. When you do, you better hit them. Here's a three-pointer on the way, and Wendell Carter Jr. gets a clean look, and he splashes it through. So Orlando on the heels of a disappointing 118-106 loss to the Houston Rockets last night is out to the quick start, and Lillard's going to hoist up an air ball as it goes out of bounds. No, he got fouled. They're going to call a foul there. Boy, I didn't see that either. Lillard was going the other way, but...
Well, he was calling for it immediately, but again, our favorite, a very, very late whistle.
So Lillard's going to get a chance to go to the line. He has been fouled on a three-point shot 27 times this season. That is the second most of any player in the NBA. James Harden leads that category at 38, although he's been stalled out at 38 for a little while. Here's the first of three as Lillard knocks it down.
You mentioned the Bucks are going to go against a very, very tough defense in the Magic. Damian Lillard, especially in Jalen Suggs in that matchup, who his coach Jamal Mosley made some backhanded comparisons to Drew Holiday.
Not even backhanded. I mean, it was, he said, this guy's got the physicality. He's got the acumen. He's got that ability to anticipate, very similar to Drew. That's a very accurate description. Second free throw goes in. Here's the third from Lillard, and he misses, so he couldn't get them all to go. Dame's missed a couple here of late. He's the number two free throw shooter in the league at 92% coming into tonight. Last couple games, he's left a couple on the table. So Orlando's got it on the other side of things, leading by a score of 5-2. We've played 90 seconds. Carter comes to a stop at the free throw line, passes out to the left wing to Banchero. He'll send it in now. It's Markel Fultz spinning inside on Beasley. Down low, corkscrews in the lane. And they're going to turn it over on a shot clock violation. It was almost a steal by Pat Bev, who is so good at anticipating passes. He got his paw on it, couldn't reel it in, but the shot clock was down to nothing by the time he did. The Bucks defense does its job. 5-2, Milwaukee trailing by three. We are nearly 2 minutes into this one. Beverly passes to Lopez. He'll hand it off to Lillard. Lillard on the right wing around the Lopez screen to the top of the circle. Dribbles in with the left hand, navigating through a crowd. Passes to the corner. Catch and shoot three. Bobby Portis laces his first one of the night. And we are deadlocked at five apiece on a Michelob Ultra 3 presented by Michelob Ultra. It's only worth it if you enjoy it. And here's a steal from Portis. Stepped into the passing lane of Banchero. He'll slam it home on the other side. Did we mention he likes to elevate his game when a certain number 34 is unavailable? 5-0 run from Bobby Portis. The Bucks on a 7-0 run now have their first lead of the night, 7-5. Here's a pass on the other side. They get it down low. Suggs sends out top to the near wing. Here's a three-point try. Too strong from Houston. Rebounded by Portis. He'll get it to Lillard. Dame's going the other direction now for Milwaukee. Crosses the timeline. Around a Lopez screen. Squeezes off the three. Too much on it. Missed it, back iron, and the Magic go the other direction, down by two. 3 minutes in. Here's Banchero funneling it to the corner. Three-point try. Misses from Wendell Carter this time. Lillard tipped the rebound to himself. He's going the other way with it. Rifles it ahead to Beasley, who wanted it. Fires up the three, couldn't hit. Long rebound, slips between his legs as he was diving after it. Now to try to get it back, but going the other way with it. The Magic, Fultz will hand it off to Banchero. Paolo Banchero, their leading scorer, lowers his head, drives inside, gets past Portis and lays it in. And that is the area you were talking about, Justin, with no Giannis. A little more susceptible on those interior moves. Beverly the other direction for the Bucks. Top of the arc, deadlocked at seven. Pat Bev hands to Lillard. Lillard throws on the jet, slings it to the corner. Beasley another open look, but another miss. He has been fighting that three-point shot, just shooting 29% his last 17 games. Three-pointer on the other side will miss as well, though, as Orlando unable to capitalize as Houston misses his second of the night. Lillard the other way. He's at the top of the arc, hands it off to Lopez. Lopez casts up a long three. That misses back iron, and all of a sudden, both teams going cold from distance. Magic the other way. With 4 minutes gone, ooh, a near steal from Beasley, but he's going to get called for the foul as he knocked it away from Banchero. First foul for the Bucks. They are a quarter of the way to where they were for the entirety of the last game, where they had just four team fouls, fewest in the history of the NBA for a team in a game. Here's Banchero, right wing. Sends the pass to the left wing. A catch and shoot three. Misses too strong on the outside from Houston. Again, Bucks will live with these shots. This Orlando team, not a great three-point shooting team. 22nd in the league. Bucks go the other way. Portis takes a pass from Pat Bev and taps it back to him. And now he gets it back again. He's on the left side. Spinning around. Good defense from Banchero, but not good enough. Bobby Portis, on his 6,000th career shot attempt, splashes it through to give the Bucks the two-point lead. He is now responsible for seven of the Bucks' 9 points. Banchero maneuvering down low. Portis, or I should say Lopez, was all over him, so he has to get rid of it. Now at the top of the circle, it's in the hands on the dribble drive around Lillard. He's going to lay it in. Lillard thought he got poked in the face on the move from Suggs. There was no whistle for it. So here comes Milwaukee the other way. Lopez driving inside on Carter. Challenges Carter. Couldn't get it to go, but gets his own rebound. He puts the shot back up and in with a foul. Relentless on the glass. Brook Lopez ripping that rebound down. Says, I'll take that. Puts the Bucks back in front by two with a free throw coming. Timeout on the BMO Bucks Radio Network with the Bucks leading 11-9, 6:53 to go here in the first.
Suit up for the $800,000 Sports Car Series at Pottawatomie Casino Hotel Milwaukee. April through May, score free play, cash, one of four new Toyota GR86s, or a new Toyota Supra. Play with your club card to earn entries, five times the entries on drawing days, and when the Milwaukee Brewers play at home. Got what it takes, slugger? Only at Pottawatomie. For more details, visit paysbig.com/sportscar. Must be 21 and a club member to play.
Progressive presents Renters MVP's Most Valuable Possessions. Today's MVP, Emily Neal's 70-inch TV. Because after watching her second-grade students yell at each other for hours, there's nothing Emily enjoys more than watching super-rich housewives also yell at each other. Why? Because those women are not her responsibility. And that's why her TV is today's MVP. Keep your most valuable possessions protected by bundling your renters and auto insurance with Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company affiliates and other insurers not available in all states.
Catch Milwaukee Bucks basketball.
Giannis, bring in the goods!
All season long on Bally Sports.
Lillard driving and scoring again.
The clutch shots.
Huge three-point shot. It has electrified this building.
The superstar highlights.
Giannis!
The can't-miss moments.
Chris Middleton, and one!
All season long.
It's his night!
Watch the Bucks on Bally Sports or stream on the Bally Sports app.
They say consistency is the key to success. They weren't wrong. So how about grabbing a beer that's consistently smooth, consistently refreshing, and consistently light? You might just find that the road to success can be pretty enjoyable. Michelob Ultra. The perfect balance of taste and refreshment and only 2.6 carbs and 95 calories. It's only worth it if you enjoy it. Enjoy responsibly. Anheuser-Busch Michelob Ultra Light Beer, St. Louis, Missouri.
Bucks basketball here on the BMO Bucks Radio Network, presented as always by Pick and Save, the official grocer of the Bucks with a Pick and Save Boost membership. You'll enjoy double fuel points, free delivery, and more. Go to pickandsave.com/boost for details. Pick and Save, friends for everyone. And go Bucks. Also presented by Michelob Ultra. It's only worth it if you enjoy it. Dave Kane, Justin Garcia. Justin, last night, Bucks started 10 for 12 from the floor. Tonight, they are a collective 4 for 12, but still with a two-point lead.
Yeah, it started 8 of 10 on threes, just 20% so far in this first quarter. But you have a little bit more leeway with this Orlando Magic offense, but it is imperative you don't turn the ball over. And so far, Bucks have done a good job of protecting that.
So Lopez will step to the line when we resume, trying to cap the three-point play. Jay Crowder just checked in. Didn't play last night after he played in 38 consecutive games since missing those 31 games with the abductor tear. Lopez can't hit the free throw, though, and the Bucks so far tonight have left two on the table now and 2 of 4 shooting from the stripe. Here comes Orlando the other way. Still down by just a two. Paolo Banchero pulls up. Free throw line jumper. Back iron strong. Rebounded by Beasley. The Magic have gone just 4 of 10. Make it 4 of 9 on that miss. Lillard dribbles crossover. Now passes to the left wing. Catch and shoot three. And Lopez nestles one through from the near wing left. So that will be his first long one. He hit four of them in the opening 6 minutes last night. Here's Orlando driving on the other side. Inside, it's Fultz who flips it up and in using the right-hand floater. So Magic back to within three, 6:07 to play first quarter. It's the Bucks 14 and Orlando 11. Damian Lillard, top of the arc. The maestro of the offense now, toying with the defense of Houston. Now the pass from Beasley, who had it on the right wing, was deflected. That's those quick hands, Jalen Suggs. He is a problem defensively out there. He can make life very difficult. Beasley's going to take a seat. A.J. Green comes in for the first time tonight. So the lineup now goes Green, Connaughton, Crowder, Lopez, and Lillard, who triggers it in. Dane gets it to Lopez. Lopez on the handoff. Back to Lillard. He fires away from three. That one bounced around a couple times but would not go. So Dame tonight has missed his first two shots of the evening as Banchero's got him on the other end. On the near wing right. Calling for a screen now. Crossing over. He's got Green on him on the switch. Passes back out. Suggs fires up a three. That one was online, but it short. But however, bounced over the front iron and good. It's been a big part of Jalen Suggs. They're going to say it's a two-pointer. He had his foot on the line. So still a one-point lead for the Bucks. Lopez, a long three, and he splashes it through. Doc Rivers talked about the luxury of having a seven-footer that can step out 30 feet and knock down three-pointers like that one. Here's Orlando trying to answer a head fake and a drive underneath. Wendell Carter gets that baseline open after he got Lopez sucked out on the head fake. He's another big guy that can shoot threes. So it's back to a two-point game. 17-15, Milwaukee with a lead. Lillard drives with the right hand. Nice dish underneath to Crowder. Crowder lays it in, and he thought he got fouled. I tend to agree with what I saw. Looked like a lot of contact. Here's Suggs on the other side. He will get the benefit of the call as he missed the shot, but he's going to the line for two.
Well, it took, almost 56 minutes and whatever at the end of the previous game, but Bucks opponent is finally going to the free throw line.
And that lucky contestant is Jalen Suggs. I started to talk about Suggs, the biggest difference from him this year versus previous years. His first two seasons, took 108 threes combined, shot 27%. Misses on the first free throw here. This season, he's already taken 148 threes, or he made 108 threes. He's made 148 this season, and he's hit 40% of them.
Yeah.
I mean, that's a remarkable jump in his games. Team high 148 threes, and 40% shooting. That was a missing piece for him, for a guy that was picked that high, number five overall by Orlando in 2021. You expect to get a lot for your purchase, but Suggs cannot hit either free throw here, however. 77% at the line, misses on both. So it's a 19-15 lead for the Bucks as Lillard passes out of a double team to Lopez, gets it back in his hands. He's got Wendell Carter on him now on the right wing. Tries to use his quickness to get around Carter. Now he gets into trouble. Somehow got it back to Lopez. Shot clock winding down now. Gets it to Connaughton. Connaughton slips his way down the lane. Had his shot blocked. It was close to being goaltending. And they're going to count that. Scott Foster, after the fact, says it's goaltending. I tend to agree. At first glance, I thought surely that had to be goaltending.
I agree, too. Very late call and a very emphatic call by Scott Foster.
It was close on that replay. It was very close. So Bucks will get credit for it, though. And now Jamal Mosley's out there at midcourt. So I don't think he's arguing that case, though. Maybe arguing for a shot clock violation. But at any rate, they're going to count the bucket, and the Bucks now lead by six. 21-15, 4:16 to go in the first. Jalen Suggs, mid-range jumper, pulls up right of the lane. Just missed short. Rebound to Damian Lillard. Game's going the other way for the Bucks, leading by six with a basketball. Lillard blows past everybody, scoops to the hoop and lays it in with a right hand. Timeout, Orlando. Well, Milwaukee punching the gas. They've got a 10-point lead as Damian Lillard strikes again for Milwaukee, who currently leads, making an 8-point lead, 23-15 on a 9-2 scoring run with 4:01 to go in the first. We'll step aside, coming back with more. Milwaukee in control to start this one. Now these words on the BMO Bucks Radio Network.
We've been doing this since 1997, and we know that hiring a contractor can be really stressful. And we just want you to know that from the first phone call to the final piece, we really want you to have peace of mind through the whole experience.
My experience with Crum in one sentence would be that I would do it all over again.
Crum Exteriors featuring Kangaroo. We hop to it. 715-246-1690. CrumExteriors.com.
Battleground, purple, swing state. You've heard the terms, but what connects it to elections? Wisconsin has been a swing state off and on since the 1950s, but recent elections solidified it when the state could have been won by either the Democratic or Republican candidate. Michigan and Minnesota, Arizona, Florida, Georgia, Nevada, North Carolina, Ohio, and Pennsylvania, also swing states. Watch for more campaigns to target Wisconsin and these other states before the next election. For Civic Media, I'm Terry Bar.
Snow accumulations will be light at first.
When you need to know what to expect from the weather,
widespread throughout the southern half of the state, we're looking at 5 to 8 inches.
You can count on the Civic Media team of meteorologists led by Brittany Merlot to track the snow and the impact.
This will be a heavy, wet, slushy, sloppy snowfall that'll be heavy to shovel.
Your weather and more for your part of Wisconsin on your local Civic Media radio station and streaming on the Civic Media app.
The Todd Alba Show.
Who do you want making the decisions for your daughters if you're a girl dad? I have two girls, 14 and 12, and I still consider myself pro-life. But here's the thing. I became a conservative because I didn't want government telling me what to do and being intrusive in my life.
Mm-hmm.
And I'll be damned if I want a bunch of theocrats getting in the middle of my daughter's life.
The Todd Alba Show, weekdays noon till 2 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
your seats now at bucks.com/full.
Hey, Bucks fans, tonight's cocktail of the game is presented, as always, by Casamigos. Visit bucks.com/cocktail for tonight's recipe. Casamigos, proud to be an official spirit of the Bucks in Fiserv Forum. And by Michelob Ultra, it's only worth it if you enjoy it. So far, so good for the Bucks. They've got the 8-point lead, but still early in this one with 4:01 to play in this first quarter. Magic last night in a game they expected to win against the Rockets, who had lost five straight, came up short in a 118-106 loss. Both these teams have struggled on the road. In fact, Orlando's the only team with a worse road record than the Bucks among the top six teams in either conference. Coming to this one, just 18-21 away from home. Here's a three-point try, contested three at that. Connaughton was in the way, but it doesn't matter because Cole Anthony is pure from the near wing. 23-18, Bucks go the other direction with it. Lillard's into the front court, dribbling between his legs around the screen from Crowder. Gets the opening, floats it up off the window, but missed the layup. Rebounded by that familiar face, that's Joe Ingles out there now for the Magic. Former Buck gives it to Vaccaro, who got fouled driving on the other side. He'll go to the line for two. So those are those plays where it hurts you twice because you missed the shot, and then on the other end, it opens the door for some fast break opportunity for a Magic team that we've seen has struggled at times in the half court. Crowder swiped through. Let's see, who was the foul on? It was on Green, though.
Oh, they got Green.
They got Green on the challenge. So that'll be team foul number three for the Bucks, and for Paolo Banchero, first of two free throws is up and no good. Magic this season, they get to the line more than anybody, but they don't shoot it particularly well. Just 76% from the line, and 0 for 3 to start their night tonight. This is a Magic team that gets the second highest percentage of points from free throws of any team in the league. That's in spite of the fact that they don't necessarily shoot it that well there, as we mentioned. Free throw on the second bounces over the front iron and good. So Banchero, 72% shooter, knocks down one of two, and it's a four-point game now. Inbound pass goes to Connaughton. Pat will take it the other direction now for Milwaukee. 3:12 to play in the first quarter. Milwaukee right to left as we watch on here from our perch at Fiserv Forum. Bobby Portis has it on the left baseline. He's spinning. He's working on Mo Wagner. Now a running jump across the lane. That missed short using that right hand. Rebounded by Banchero. Now to Ingles. Ingles going the other way now for the Magic. He's on the near wing right. Pocket pass to Mo Wagner. Here comes Anthony. He'll pass it out to Wagner. Now to Banchero near side. He's at the right elbow, crossing over on Portis, who stays with him nicely. A tough fading shot and another friendly roll for the Magic. Got some nice bounces tonight, have this Orlando team. Those home rims not treating the visitors the way they should. 6-0 run now for Orlando. They've cut the deficit to 2 points. Lillard on the other end feeds out top. Green puts up a contested three. That's no good. Missed it strong. It was a late closeout that may have obstructed things from the rookie Anthony Black. On the other end of things, here's Joe Ingles sending a pass to Mo Wagner. He leans into Portis. Shifty moves inside, but Portis stayed down and held his ground. Shot missed and rebounded by BP. Portis coming away with what goes as his third rebound of the night. Here's Crowder on the other side. What a feed underneath to Portis, and Portis will lay it in. That was a no-look pass. Crowder was looking at the top of the arc, and in the last second sent the no-look feed down low, threading it to Portis. Good dish there. Here comes Orlando the other way. Anthony sends a bounce pass to Banchero. Scrambles after it. Couldn't catch up to it. The pass was a little off the mark. A little too much panache on that pass from Anthony, who was sending a no-look pass on the other end of the floor. Pat Bev's coming in now for Milwaukee. Lillard's going to take a seat in 10 minutes. Dame tonight, 4 points, four assists, three rebounds, as the inbound pass goes to Pat Bev, who came up with his second 2010 game of his career last time out. He's got it now for Milwaukee. Sends out top to Portis. He'll hand to Connaughton. Connaughton steps back. Cranks up a three. Missed it short. Rebound to Crowder, though. He'll kick it back out. A.J. Green, another clean look at the three, and another miss. Connaughton skied in, couldn't get the rebound. But, again, two clean looks at threes that miss. Milwaukee's just got to solve that. That's been an issue at times here late. Here's a turnover, though. Banchero tried to dump it down low to Mo Wagner, but it went right to A.J. Green. He sends a pass into the corner. A little too hot to handle, though, for Connaughton, who couldn't lasso it in as it goes off of his hands and out of bounds on the first turnover of the night for Milwaukee.
And here comes Jonathan Isaac in, the fifth-year man out of Florida State, who has played 55 games this season. He had played just 45 in his previous four seasons after missing 2.5 years following a whole host of knee problems. Here's Anthony. He has the ball knocked away from him. It was Connaughton who pried it free. It ends up in the hands of Pat Bev going the other way now for Milwaukee. So a couple turnovers now for Orlando. Here's a bounce pass inside. Portis has it. He's on the left baseline with Isaac on him. Isaac's a tough defender. Head fake, and that got into Bobby Portis's head as Jonathan Isaac, top defensive rating in the league for any player who's played 50 games this season.
Well, he's just so long, and he's arguably the guy we've seen give Giannis the most problems. And you could see, even when Bobby leaned back and gave the pump fake, he was still there with him.
Yeah. Isn't that amazing, that defensive number? I mean, his defensive rating and coming into this game was 101.9. Put that in perspective. Gobert, defensive player of the year favorite, is at 106. Here's a pass that's knocked away going the other way by Green. He goes into Ingles and draws the contact and the foul. He'll go to the line for two shots. But again, that relativity is all makes it, gives you a sense. These numbers, you hear rating numbers. What does it mean? Well, Gobert, number one in the league in terms of what people like to say is the best defender. 5 points off of Jonathan Isaac. So for Joe Ingles, that foul right there is his first, and it sends Green to the line where he sticks the first of two. 27.8 seconds to go now in the first quarter. Bucks lead again by five. They've led by as many as eight. Fourth team foul for the Magic, three for the Bucks. Second free throw on the way now for A.J. Green. Second year man out of Northern Iowa as he sticks them both. So Milwaukee's got the 6-point lead now. Orlando has it going the other direction. Blacks into the front court now. The rookie wearing the ponytail behind him now as he sends it off to Anthony. Anthony gets inside, shields that ball with his body, and flips it up and good. So with 12 to shoot, the Bucks will have it for what should be the final shot of the quarter if they play it right. Here's Pat Bev. He's going to drive inside on Anthony, and he is going to lose it out of bounds as he went up. He was trying to get the foul, but he didn't get it. And now not only do you not get the points, but Orlando's got 5 seconds to work with to try to get the last shot here. So that was not the way they drew it up. Cole Anthony going the other direction. Behind his back, he dribbles. The Bucks had a foul to give, so with 3.1 seconds to go in the quarter, Connaughton will do just that. A smart play as it'll be Orlando ball out of bounds on the near side. So the lineup for Orlando, it is Anthony Black to inbound. He's going to have Isaac, Mo Wagner, Joe Ingles, and Cole Anthony out there. Black gets it in. Anthony will hoist up a fading three and misses, and so does the tip-in attempt from Ingles. So after one quarter of basketball, the Bucks going to take a 27-23 lead into the second quarter. Bucks went the last 402 of that quarter with just one field goal. We'll see if they can get that offense dialed in again when we come back. This is the BMO Bucks Radio Network.
Flynn in the middle of the floor. His game has really stepped up in the second half.
Since he got the BMO Bucks debit MasterCard, he's been carrying this Bucks team. And I mean that literally. He's at the grocery store, but the team's in his wallet.
Here's a tap. And he's bought some asparagus. What a play.
Carry your team with you when you use the BMO Bucks debit MasterCard. Plus, enjoy up to 20% off Bucks merchandise at the Pro Shop at Fizer Forum. Visit BMO.com/bankcard for more details. Banking products are subject to approval and are provided in the U.S. by BMO Bank and a member FDIC.
Fans, the NBA playoffs are on their way. But before they begin, it's the SoFi NBA Play-In Tournament.
Winner advances, the loser goes home.
Eight teams vying for the last two spots in each conference.
Curry, bang!
Some teams will get in.
Do or die.
Others, they're coming up short.
Forget about X's and O's. Who wants it more?
It's now or never. The playoffs are calling. But first, you gotta win to get in.
Shoot!
The SoFi NBA Play-In Tournament, April 16th through 19th on ESPN and TNT.
A cancer diagnosis shouldn't have to mean living without joy or optimism. At the Friedert and the Medical College of Wisconsin Cancer Network, we're pushing to put cancer in its place. By bringing together teams of leading specialists who are pioneering ways to treat every type of cancer, and by unleashing promising new clinical trials, let's push ahead until every cancer diagnosis is a story of survivorship. To learn more about breakthrough cancer care, visit Friedert.com/cancer.
They say consistency is the key to success. They weren't wrong. So how about grabbing a beer that's consistently smooth, consistently refreshing, and consistently light? You might just find that the road to success can be pretty enjoyable. Michelob Ultra, the perfect balance of taste and refreshment, and only 2.6 carbs and 95 calories. It's only worth it if you enjoy it. Enjoy responsibly. Anheuser-Busch Michelob Ultra Light Beer, St. Louis, Missouri.
Back again from Fiserv Forum, 27-23. The Bucks with the four-point lead in this very important matchup between Orlando and Milwaukee. These teams playing twice in the next three games to close out the regular season. We're brought to you by Pick and Save, the official grocer of the Bucks. With a Pick and Save Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points, free delivery, and more. Go to pickandsave.com/boost for details. Pick and Save, fresh for everyone. And go Bucks. Here's Joe Ingles out of that stoppage, getting it to Mo Wagner, leans his shoulder into Portis, and then frees himself up for a little floater underneath. He lays it in to get it back to a two-point game. Connaughton going the other direction now for Milwaukee. He's got it across the midcourt stripe. He's being played tightly on the outside by Black. Passes now to Portis, another Arkansas guy. Portis on the left baseline, fades and fires, knocks down the mid-range J. BP's got 11 already in this one. 11 points, 3 rebounds. He's 5 of 8 from the floor, and he is locked in again tonight. Here's Joe Ingles. Dishes off to Mo Wagner. Nice pass, and that is what he does as well as anybody. Ingles setting his teammates up. And Wagner lays it in for another field goal. Here comes Beverly the other direction. Being played tightly outside by Anthony. Beverly sends to Portis. Portis just inside the arc. Lets it fly again. Boy, he is feeling it. Bobby Portis drills another one. He and Mo Wagner even at 4 here to start this second quarter. Ingles has the ball knocked away. Guess who? Bobby Portis got a hand on it. Now it's Connaughton racing the other direction. He'll give to Portis. Portis thought about the three. Instead drives. Rifles it to the corner. Beverly passed up on the three. Instead gives it to Crowder. He misses the open look. Rebound tapped out, though. It goes to Beverly. Back to Portis. He says, I'll do it myself. Splashes it through. Bobby Portis is carrying the water tonight. He's got 16 points. 16 out of 34 for Milwaukee. His second three-pointer, and man, oh, man, he is everywhere. Joe Ingles on the other side being harassed by Pat Beverly. Sends out top. Wagner with a head fake. He goes leaning into Portis. Ooh, that was a dangerous fall. He was right on that leg,
right
extended
on the leg.
For Portis, yeah. Who got out just in time. And now those two bump chests, and the foul will go on Portis.
Dapping each other up, but that is certainly a matchup to keep an eye on,
yes.
Because those are two players that have a knack for getting under the opponent's skin.
Agitators, as Doc Rivers is quick to call those types of players. Here comes the inbound pass. It goes to Joe Ingles. He's another agitator out there. There is a lot of life in the room right now. Ingles has the ball knocked away by Portis again. It goes to Connaughton. He's running the other way. Got fouled and laid it in with a foul. Oh, Mo Wagner trying to prevent the easy layup commits the cardinal sin. Fouls him, and Connaughton lays it in with a chance at the three-point play.
And are they going to review this? I know Doc Rivers is calling for it, but that's a very dangerous contest.
Uh-huh. How about Bobby Portis? Third time tonight, as they will look at this, but
stripping
third time
from Joe
knocking
Ingles,
the ball away. So that is, we talked about Orlando's ability to force turnovers. One of their other problems, though, is they give it away a lot. Fourth to last in the league in turnover rate this season.
Following the foul, we're checking to see if there's a possible hostile act following that.
And Scott Foster giving us the update there to look at this one. But either way, it's going
to
be at least a three-point play.
The foul meets the criteria for a flagrant foul.
So we said they're reviewing for a hostile act following it. So they are reviewing for a flagrant. But I think what he's referring to following the play is Pat Beverly gave a shove to Mo Wagner.
Well, did we mention there's some instigators out here on the floor? By my count, that's four of them that we just named. Mo Wagner, Pat Bev, Portis, and Joe Ingles, all sharing that court. Is there any court big enough for
you
those
know,
four?
In hindsight, just seeing the review, I wouldn't say Pat Beverly shoved him. He definitely made contact, and I think that was a pretty good sell job by Wagner.
Kind of a little love tap, if you will, maybe. Yeah, Wagner definitely sold it.
What a sell.
Yeah. Well, Wagner's saying, hey, look, if I'm going to get called for a hostile act. So, again, watch the temperature in this
after
one.
After review, the foul's been deemed a common foul, and there's no further penalties during the dead ball.
Okay. Well, I guess you live with it, but keep an eye on the temperature of this game in this series, because these teams, as we said, they do have a number of different characters out there, shall we say, and they will play twice in the next three games and potentially even after that. And it is a very physical Orlando team. The Bucks play a physical brand of basketball too. By the way, they turned Bobby Portis's last field goal to a two from a three, so it's an 8-point lead for the Bucks right now, and that matches their largest advantage of the night. And Connaughton will go to the line, where PC has connected on 76% of his shots. He's seventh straight season where he has played in 60 games or more. He's been pretty steady getting out there for this Milwaukee franchise, and he knocks down the free throw. So 9-point lead for Milwaukee. 9:56 to go, though, here in the second quarter. Orlando basketball going the other way. Anthony Black triggers it off to Mo Wagner. He'll hand to Anthony. Cole Anthony pulls up. He can't hit. But the rebound was secured underneath on the offensive board by Wagner, but it's dug out. Loose ball on the deck. We got a foul going against Wagner. That's that hustle, scrambling. And Pat Bev, Doc Rivers said it. He brings a little bit of that spark and energy. His second straight start here tonight.
Well, that was Jay Crowder, too, because Bobby contested. That opened up Wagner to rebound it. Jay Crowder ripped it away, and Pat Bev finished the play.
And that's a third instigator for the Bucks, too. I mean, there are a lot of them out there right now. 9-2 run for the Bucks. Connaughton's going to drive on the other side. Passes out to Portis. Portis puts up a running floater. That one rattles through. Bobby Portis is having himself a whale of a game in this first half. He's got 17 points on 8 of 11 shooting. Orlando the other way has seen the deficit grow to 11. Here's Cole Anthony. Passes it off near wing right. Joe Ingles going to tee one up from three, and he'll drill it. Joe Ingles right in the wheelhouse. Coming into this game shooting a team best 43% from distance this season for Orlando. They needed that one. Gets it back to an 8-point game. Here's Connaughton around the midcourt logo. He drifts to his right. Being chased by Ingles. Sends out Portis. Heat check. And why not? Bangs home another three. Rinse. Repeat. And do it again. Bobby Portis, 20 points now in the first half. He is filling it up. We mentioned he plays great when he needs to with Giannis out of the mix. Here's a floater. That's up and good from Anthony. One of the things you love about Bobby Portis is, you know, for so many teams he'd be starting, but he plays his role here in Milwaukee. Knows that Giannis is the driver, but boy, he's got something in that tank, doesn't he?
He sure does. That energy, but the offense too.
Bobby spinning around. He's got Jonathan Isaac now on him. Gives it to Green with two to shoot. Green has to lean in and put up the shot. Couldn't get it to fall from just inside the arc. Good defense there from the Magic swarming. It's still a 9-point lead for the Bucks. Joe Ingles the other way now. He's at the top of the arc. Passes out to Wagner. Wagner, high arcing three. Missed it way too strong. Rebound goes to Beverly. Pat Bev the other direction for the Bucks, going right to left. Thought about the three. Instead, gives it to Crowder. Crowder watches and connects from the near side right in front of his bench. Another three-pointer goes down, and the Bucks starting to get those looks to fall now. 5 of 14 for the night. And they've got a 12-point lead. Here comes Orlando the other direction with it. Cole Anthony around the screen for Wagner. Gets the opening and knocks down the three to answer on the other side. So fasten your seatbelts. All of a sudden, the volume and velocity of this game going up. Here comes Connaughton the other direction. Sends out to Crowder. He'll give to Beverly. Hot potato right back to Crowder. Crowder launches. Can't hit the three. Rebound pulled down by Isaac. He'll get to Joe Ingles now. 44-35, Bucks out in front. 7:03 to play here in this opening half. Here's a missed scoop shot from Joe Ingles. Rebound pulled down by Portis. Outlet feed ahead to Crowder. Crowder attacking on Isaac and lays it in. He challenges on the big man. Gets the shot to drop, and that will elicit a timeout from Orlando coach Jamal Mosley. Magic coming in. Swagger, defensive swagger. It has been tested tonight, particularly here in this second quarter. 46-35, Bucks out in front. 6:52 to go in the second quarter. Now this on the BMO Bucks Radio Network.
Hi, John McGivern here. Did you know Network Health has Medicare Advantage plans that give you $25 a month back towards your Medicare Part B premium? That's $300 a year back in your pocket. Isn't that great? Call 833-7-NETWORK to learn more today. Network Health Medicare Advantage plans include PPO plans with a Medicare contract. Enrollment in Network Health Medicare Advantage plans depends on contract renewal. Certain restrictions apply to the Part B giveback. Visit networkhealth.com/Medicare/extra benefits for details.
Dear basketball fans, Toyota's starting five are bringing impressive stats. Meet the RAV4, a versatile playmaker that scores from anywhere. Camry and Corolla come with MVP-level MPG. And the big-bodied Grand Highlander can pass the rock to the slam-dunk Tacoma. Plus, with available all-wheel drive or four-wheel drive, they can all drive the lane. Visit Toyota.com or head to your local Toyota dealership. Toyota, let's go places.
Beautify your entertainment space with Pella Windows and Doors of Wisconsin. Hi, this is Gina Della from Pella. Turn your ordinary space into something extraordinary with brand new Pella windows. Plus, getting the perfect windows and doors for your home has never been easier. Right now, get 0% interest for up to 36 months or no down payment, no interest, and no payments for up to 18 months if you book before April 30th. Take ownership of your living space and make it a place worth living with Pella Windows and Doors of Wisconsin.
For over 50 years, Cousins Subs has celebrated and embraced the traditions of their home state of Wisconsin. And now, Cousins will be honoring a Wisconsin tradition like no other with their pull tab giveaway promo. Now through April 30th, while supplies last, guests will receive a Cousins pull tab with a sub or a sub in a bowl purchase for a chance to win Cousins Subs for a year and much more. For additional information and official rules, visit CousinsSubs.com/pulltabs. One pull tab per customer per transaction per day. To receive a pull tab with no purchase necessary, see official rules.
Hey, Bucks fans, you can catch the Bucks all season long on Bally Sports. The comebacks, the breakout stars, can't miss moments. Watch it all on Bally Sports or stream on the Bally Sports app. We're also brought to you by Jockey, just like the Bucks. Jockey's proud to call Wisconsin home for nearly 150 years. Jockey's providing comfort and caring for generations of families, because when you are comfortable, nothing feels better. ShopJockey.com. Well, the Bucks out to an 11-point lead here after the timeout was used by the Magic. They will have it out of bounds with 6:52 to go in the second quarter. It's a 46-35 advantage, and Orlando trying to slow down this Milwaukee team that in this quarter has been spearheaded by Bobby Portis's 5-of-5 shooting effort. He has already 20 points in this game. Second time he's had 20 points in a first half this season. And Orlando trying to snap out of the funk. Well, they've been scoring themselves, but they haven't been able to get stops. Here's a drive inside. Banchero had his shot altered by Lopez, who taps the rebound to himself. He'll go the other way. Bucks have hit 8-of-11 shots in this quarter. Pat Bev's got it on the right wing. Hands it off to Lopez. Brook at the top of the circle. Gives it to Lillard. Dame at the top of the arc. Behind the back pass to Lopez. Here's a long bomb and a little too long on the shot for Lopez as he sent it off the back iron. Going the other way now. Ball knocked away, and it's another turnover for the Magic. Markelle Fultz bounced it off of his own foot. You can see this Magic team's offensive struggles have emanated from missing shots and turnovers like that.
Turnovers, and it's just easier to collapse your defense with the lack of shooting they have out there.
Pat Beverly has it on the other end. He'll trigger the ball now to Lopez. Lopez, top of the arc, gives it to Lillard. Lillard dribbling with a left hand, passes to Beverly. Beverly drives in the paint, rifles it to the corner, catch and shoot three from Crowder. He was fouled. Three-pointer wouldn't go, and he goes sprawling backward. Five turnovers this quarter, though, for the Magic, who have now given it away a grand total of 10 times for the game. Bucks have scored 14 points off those 10 turnovers, and now Crowder to the line for three shots. Lillard's going to take a seat for the Bucks, replaced by Pat Bev. Bucks playing without Giannis or Middleton tonight.
Potentially more off those turnovers. That's the second foul for Jalen Suggs. They have both been on three-point attempts.
Actually, I said Pat Bev coming in for Lillard. Check that. Lillard staying out there. First free throw is good. Yep, so Crowder just tacked another one to the tally, and it's going to be Beasley getting set to come in. He's talking with Lillard right now. They are talking a little strategy as Lillard's giving him a couple observations. Crowder misses on the second free throw. Beasley will come in to replace Green. So third of three free throws on the way now for Jay Crowder. The Bucks tonight, 6 of 9 from the line. And you make it 7 of 10. So the Magic will go the other way, trailing by 13. Bucks with 6 steals. You can see they have been trying to exploit some of that poor ball handling from this Magic team here tonight. They've been very aggressive trying to force turnovers. Banchero's got it. He's going to have another swarming attack as Lillard almost took it. He was attacking on that outside. Second team foul for Milwaukee, and for Dame, that'll be his first. A good challenge there for Dame. Just wasn't quite able to pick it free cleanly. Inbound pass will come from the far side. Markelle Fultz to trigger it for the Magic. Wearing white, the Bucks in green here tonight with 5:35 to go in the opening half. Here's a lob pass up top to Carter, and Carter rams it home on the receiving end of that alley-oop. Gets it back to an 11-point game. Here comes Beverly the other direction. Pat's going to hand it off to Lillard. Lillard's being defended out top. He's got Suggs right in his grill. Dribbles with the right hand. So far, Dame's just got the 4 points. But he's been distributing the basketballs. He does here to Lopez, and Lopez glides inside and lays it in. And for Dame, that'll be now his 5th assist here in the opening half. And the Bucks go ahead again by 13. A head fake and a drive from Carter. Lopez stays with him nicely along that baseline, forces him to get rid of it. Good ball movement now. Magic working it around side to side. Suggs gets a clean look at the three. And the Orlando bench is all aghast at the fact that there was not a foul called. And we may have a technical. I mean, this could be like was it Ed Hockley said the foul is on the entire line,
and he says,
giving him the business. So here comes the free throw from Dame Lillard on the technical. That is up and it's good. 51-40, Bucks out in front by 11 with 4:48 to go here in the second quarter. They'll have the basketball out of bounds.
We've seen an absolute explosion of free throw attempts in this game.
Well, you're not kidding. Bucks have attempted 11, just 4 for the Magic. And that is something to keep an eye on, because we talked about the key, how big that could be in this game. Here's a contested shot from Dame. Shoots it right over Suggs and thought he got fouled, but he sticks the jumper anyway. So Milwaukee back ahead by 13. Here comes Banchero the other way. Paolo Banchero, just 5 points so far with 5 rebounds. Didn't get it out of his hands. It's now in the hands of Anthony. He gets it back to Paolo Banchero. Spins, fades, fires, high arcing shot. That one rolls off the rim. Rebound picked up off the deck by Lillard. Dame's going the other way now. Across the midcourt stripe, throws on the Jets, attacks inside, now sends it to the corner. Catch and shoot three. Crowder couldn't hit. Great job by Dame, though, that time, drawing 3 defenders in with him. Crowder just couldn't hit the open three this time, so now it's Orlando on the other side. A drive weaving his way in and out of traffic. Behind the shoulder pass goes from Fultz out top, and a three-pointer misses from Wendell Carter. And now the ball knocked away from Pat Bev, who thought he got fouled, but it's going to be Milwaukee basketball. Last touch by the Magic. He's still making his case over there. He continues to jaw at Matt Myers. Here comes Milwaukee the other way. Dame's going to step into a three straight on. No, sir. Lillard has missed on all 3 of his 3-point tries tonight. Here's Suggs attacking inside. He got fouled by Lillard and lays it in off the window. He'll have a chance at the 3-point play. Or that was Beasley. Beasley was the one trying to challenge there, and he gets called for the foul. So Orlando a chance to get it back to a 10-point game if he can knock down this free throw.
Very animated Jalen Suggs, who really had to be calmed down there by Cole Anthony.
Beasley's second foul, so Suggs, 77% shooter at the line this season, and tonight has missed both of his prior free throws. He'll try to see if three's a charm. It is. Knocks it down, and that puts it back to a 10-point game. Bucks had an opportunity to open that up a little further. Missed a couple open looks on some pretty good offensive actions, but here comes Beverly the other way for the Bucks, dribbling with the right hand. We got a whistle and a foul. Timeout. Check that. Timeout used by Doc Rivers. 3:30 to go. We are in quarter number 2. Bucks have been in control for most of this one. They lead 53-43 when we come back after this on the BMO Bucks Radio Network. I'm always ready for a war again.
As a federally licensed broadcast company, this civic media station is required by FCC regulations to accept advertising by all qualified candidates for federal office. We also accept ads from state and local candidates. We do screen announcements from issue groups and PACs and exercise discretion in airing announcements with blatantly false claims or outrageous unfounded statements. These announcements do not necessarily reflect the views of civic media, its hosts, or advertisers, and the source of all issue announcements can be found online at our FCC public file. Thanks for listening to this civic media station. You're one of thousands of people tuned in right now, whether on the radio, the app, the podcast, or stream. Audio is the number one source of information and entertainment among adults in the U.S. If you own a business or you're in charge of growing a business, this is a key fact, and you should know how it can work for you. That's where we come in. At Civic Media, our local radio stations influence local people, the same people who shop and buy at your place. Now we also reach those same customers